Welcome in. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Early Break on the Ticket. Obviously not Jake Sorensen. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake, and I'll be here for a week or so as we go through the next week. Once again, Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sipple, and Bill Bush alongside. Gentlemen, good morning.
Yeah, we're getting it going here. We're getting it going. Good morning, Nick. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Did you just unplug my laptop? That's
it appears that we have no laptop right
that's,
now.
That's interesting. You just interesting. Unplugged the laptop that I specifically plugged in. Does your phone need to be charged at 6:02 in the morning?
Obviously it does.
I'll do it elsewhere.
If it does, I mean, we have another outlet on the left side of you.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
Let's get this plane off the ground.
How's the day going so far?
It's going good. Bill's up. Bill's here, ready to go.
Drought's
talk.
Over. There it is. Drought is over. I'm excited to hear some numbers of what our rain totals are. So how much rain did we get during the night? We had a nice rain last night, about what, 9-something, I think it,
yeah,
was.
It was 9. After 9.
I'm not sure how long that lasted. And then when I woke up this morning at whatever, 4-something, it was going. It was a full-on thunderstorm, thunder and lightning. Good for the mushrooms.
You want some? See, Bill does the Morel mushroom thing. Do you do that?
I am aware of the mushroom conversation. Yeah. You don't know a whole lot about it. Yeah. I don't go out and look for mushrooms.
I had never heard of it before he brought it up last summer.
It's pretty popular. We just nailed it with bunch of weather in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then this rain. It's a very, I mean, it's only going to be like about a 2-week window now, but it's going to be on.
You're heading out?
Oh, I'll head out. Yeah, head out. Probably not today. But I will head out. This is Xanadu for mushrooms right here.
Good to hear. Yeah. That's good to hear. It is. Go get some mushrooms, everybody. I don't do it, and I'm not. I don't like mushrooms. I don't eat them. Yeah. I pick them off.
It's fun. It's fun.
That's
it's fun to get out.
Yeah.
It's fun to pick mushrooms off your burger. I don't think that was much fun.
do we know?
Off my pizza.
Do we know the hail situation last night? Because that was a big conversation. It was going to be golf ball, and then it moved to potential tennis ball size.
I never heard it.
And I was asleep through the whole thing.
I heard zero hail. I didn't hear it. Did we get any? I was hoping for a foot of non-damaging hail. I wanted to get a foot of it.
That's that.
Wow.
Yes, that high of just small little pellets of hail with no damage to help slow in for moisture.
That would help. That would help.
But it would be a slower drain off, is what I'm thinking.
Oh.
It melts slow, yes.
Yep. You're thinking of the Becks.
Yes, I'm thinking of agriculture.
Ag.
Yep. We're an ag station now.
It's not a
fitness.
It's not breaking news. I got a new vehicle about a week ago.
Oh,
it was all over social media. It was everywhere.
It has not been all over social media.
Oh, yeah, that's where I saw it.
Where'd you see it?
I saw it. It was on social media.
Well, it was only on one platform.
And I saw it on Facebook then.
There it is. That's all it is.
So anyway,
it's all over.
Didn't know that we got a new car. We had to post it.
I left it.
I'm better than you.
That is not what it said at all.
That's what it was. It was a big yell.
Mr. Big Rig out there.
I didn't post it, though. Was there a posting?
Everybody's aware. What's going on, though, Bill?
Is there anything going? Just find the picture.
I understand.
Find the picture. Let me see the picture of it. It's a picture of you in front of your car.
This is beautiful. Hey, I will say that was not my choice to take a picture.
It was the
BMW of Lincoln, who was
BMW.
Think about that.
That is BMW.
Just because I bought it from there does not mean I bought a BMW. But they were like, "Hey, we listened to the ticket. Let's get a picture." And so I said, okay, I'll take a picture with the vehicle.
And there it was.
But the point of the story, going back to the weather.
It's okay.
Going back to the weather. Staying on topic.
Yeah.
Was I kept my car in the garage overnight, so I didn't get any potential hail damage.
Right.
Well, I went to go pick it up this morning. The garage is flooded. The parking garage lobbies are flooded. There's standing water.
Ooh.
In the parking garage.
Really?
I am dead serious.
Really?
The stairs are flooded. There's water going through the top. Everything is gone. It's flooded.
Right over here.
Right over here, the Q Street parking garage where we park, there's standing water.
Downtown.
Next to the elevator. And I'm like, this cannot be safe.
I agree with that.
Yeah, elevators.
Yeah, that cannot be safe.
They just fixed them, too.
Does anybody have any numbers here in Lincoln from the text line? Maybe YouTube. Give us
there
some numbers. How much rain did we get? You know, kind of starting last night through today.
So just some instant reaction Okay. To just me also being here.
Yes.
Yeah. 402-464-5685. Here we go. Jeremiah says on the YouTube stream, big swim. Let's get a roll call. Yeah. I have been informed. Roll calls do not happen until Friday.
Yeah, yes. Let's see everybody's at today.
Tyler Garrett says, hey, we may get acknowledged today since Jake isn't here.
Now Jake's giving some love to the YouTube.
There's that. Tony in Fort Bragg says, I bet Sip ate mushrooms in the 80s.
Maybe.
Let's see. Here we go.
Do you have a picture there, Steve?
Got a picture of swim next to that. That's a nice ride.
It's a nice
hold
car.
On, hold on. Where'd you, where'd you get that?
It's all over East Lincoln everywhere. West. Sent it to it's you. Everywhere.
Who's on my Facebook right
East
now?
East Lincoln West. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
We got okay. Wes's mustache says, or East, I think, believe that's East Lincoln West. He'd rather be referred to. Half an inch of rain in East Lincoln.
Ooh.
Boy, I would have thought more than that.
That's kind of a lot, though.
It's a lot, but I thought more than that. Just from the storm this morning, I thought we probably got a quarter inch last night.
On the way here, I heard tornado warnings.
Nebraskan.
I heard tornado warnings just north of Seward. Yep. Nebraska.
Really?
So tornado warning until at the time 5:45 p.m. Little radar indicated action on the radio.
Good, you'd be good on a news show doing this. Radar indicated action.
Jake hates
10, 11
me.
Strong.
Jake hates me. Says hi, Big Swim. Let's see. We're not doing a roll call. People are texting in roll calls. Let's see. Kevin in Waukee says I agree. We need to do a roll call. We're not doing roll calls today. Bill no,
there's
gets
a history. There's
Bill,
a history.
Bill gets mad, yeah, and they never let me live it down. Yeah. I make one mistake.
It was super funny.
I make one mistake.
Well, we bring it up almost daily.
It was every incredibly single day. Funny.
Yeah.
Yep. So
let's just do a roll call.
Let's do a roll call.
What's so wrong with it? What's so wrong with engaging the folks? Engaging the listeners.
It's okay. Roll call here is on Friday morning.
It could be on Tuesday morning as well. Because the people could be in different places on Tuesday as they are on Friday. But nonetheless,
people tune in to listen to a roll call every day.
It's still funny.
Tonight. I got a lot of good reaction off of that.
Did you?
Yep. And you guys were really the only two negatives that I really heard.
I don't
heard.
Know that we were negative.
The negative people are always the loudest.
We were taken aback.
Well, negative people are always the loudest. This has been Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 and get 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Seems like a good time to work on your yard.
I'm telling you right now, you think Andrew's busy? Wow.
Today?
Wow. The stuff he's got going, getting the fertilizer. He probably was getting a lot of fertilizer down yesterday, knowing the rain was coming.
Rain was coming.
So he was humping it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an old man term right there. Yeah. Swim. Yeah. That was an old man term.
And that's fine. You see,
start humping it.
Yeah. You don't hear me coming out of the depths of the floor to be negative towards you. All right, here we go. I'm just gonna let it slide. We're gonna move on here.
A little passive aggressive.
No, it's okay. See, I don't have to worry about it. All right, let's talk a little Husker hoops, guys.
Can do,
because Nebraska men's basketball received a commitment yesterday afternoon. In the form of Utah transfer Raleigh Worcester from, as I said, Utah. He joins North Dakota State transfer Andrew Morgan, who Nebraska actually announced yesterday as officially a part of the team, said Captain Morgan on their social media post as well. As the newest addition to the squad, Worcester started all 76 games that he played in at Utah for Craig Smith, who is the head coach there. Craig Smith, former Nebraska assistant, started his head coaching career at Utah State and then ended up changing jobs, leaving Utah State, worked at, or now works at Utah, obviously. Worcester averaged 9.9 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game, and 5.5 assists per contest before he got injured in January. Guys, this is that veteran point guard. And for the folks that maybe were saying Aaron Ulis is on the roster, he still is to this point. Mm-hmm. Not only do Raleigh Worcester's stats maybe jump off the page a little bit more, but it's also a much more experienced point guard than Nebraska's going to be able to have.
I think you're right. Now, here's what I'd say, though, Bill and Swim. I don't think Worcester has to play point guard. Now, he is a point guard, but I broke down his film.
Did you? Nice. Walk us through
Stop
that.
It. He can play off guard.
Okay.
I mean, He's versatile, and I think in Fred's offense, you could definitely play Ulis and Worcester. Worcester's really interesting. He's an interesting player. below the rim. I'm always interested in below the rim guys. But he's not small. He's 6'4", 205.
Yes.
That's pretty big, actually, for a guard. He shoots it well. You know what he doesn't do well, though? He doesn't shoot it off the dribble particularly well. That's his weakness. But he does catch and shoot well. He does drive to the basket well. He does – what I really like is – I do sound like Bobby Knight right now. Oh. Drives left, drives right equally well. And not all guys – I know it's Division I, but not all guys do that. And he's pretty fancy. He's pretty crafty. Bill, you're going to like – Bill will like him.
I've not seen any film. What was the injury?
So he missed half the season. I don't know. They just say lower leg.
So in comparison –
it's a good question.
In comparison, for just to provide more context here, Bryce Williams, who ran a lot of Nebraska's point this last year, 6'7", 213 listed on the roster. Okay. Raleigh Worcester, 6'4", as you mentioned, 204. Yeah. So a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. I think what this allows Nebraska to do, I think the reason I brought up point guard specifically, not only did he play that at Utah for the most part, but also Nebraska needed one. Aaron Ulis, they got him onto the roster after a couple of guys chose to go elsewhere and they struck out on a couple of players last year during the offseason. I don't think that's anything special. That's not breaking news, if you will. And so then you have Jamarcus Lawrence, who at the start of this year was trying to run the one at times when it wasn't Bryce Williams, mm-hmm. struggled, eventually came off the bench, as we know, and maybe played a little bit better. Well, now he's gone as well. CJ mm-hmm. Wilcher's gone. A couple of your ball handlers, I should say, left. Mm-hmm. And so Nebraska, yeah, they get Andrew Morgan from North Dakota State, mm-hmm. but now it's who else is going to be able to be there as a maybe a primary mm-hmm. ball handler. And in reference to the 76 games that he started,
yes,
that's a positive and a big pickup for Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
And his name's really good, Raleigh.
And he's from, you know what, his high school. Raleigh. His high school's really good, too. It's one of the coolest high school names you'll ever hear. Hellgate.
Yeah.
Hellgate.
He's from Missoula, Montana.
Hellgate High School, Missoula.
That's a great. That is. There's a lot of upside Hellgate. To this.
Yeah, you would like that.
Raleigh from Hellgate.
Right. Okay. Now here's the deal.
Stock up.
I cannot think of. Whenever I hear Raleigh, all I think is the former MLB pitcher Fingers.
That's right in our wheelhouse.
Is it?
Massimino.
That was Raleigh before Massimino. My time.
Thanks for coming over to our wheelhouse.
It was basically osmosis. I just adjusted to you. Yeah. Adjusted to the average age in the room.
Here's what I would say, and I gotta make sure I say this just to cover myself. Bill, you're a coach. You listen to sports writers. Swim. You're smart. You listen to coaches. I wonder, like, if
Random Amigos.
He did. I wonder if Fred were listening. Or
he was 12 years old.
I got 2 years younger.
Federal laws being violated in South Lincoln. I just wonder, like, if a coach listens to me say he could play with Ulis, could play off the ball, if they're just like, what are you talking about? We'd never play him off the ball. It's possible they'd say that.
So there's a chance.
Yeah, I watched him though. I think you could play him.
I think there's a situation also where it's somewhat intriguing to see Bryce Williams in an off ball situation.
Mm. Isn't he an off the ball player by design?
By design, yeah. But yeah. That's not what his role was last
season.
No,
I know.
And so that's where it's, you know, I don't have this. People come at me on the text line. They've done it in the last couple of weeks. When we've talked about
the car
needs, no, no,
the color,
no, about needs
yeah.
for Nebraska basketball. And I've said, and it's not like a hot take point guard, because I don't feel like Aaron Ulis should be Nebraska's starting point guard.
What are you basing that off of
his career at Iowa. Mm-hmm. And then also the way that Nebraska got him last year. There was multiple options. Okay. Now I will say, to Aaron Ulis' credit, practiced all of last season, stayed here, which mm-hmm. he obviously didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Nebraska certainly stuck with him.
He didn't have a lot of places
reason.
To go. There wasn't a lot of places
there's
to
that
go.
As
there
well,
was there was
but
no
But Nebraska stuck with him as well. And mm-hmm. Fred Hoiberg mm-hmm. talked a lot throughout the season mm-hmm. about, hey, yeah, Aaron is practicing really well. Ulis mm-hmm. is practicing really well.
So what are your reservations? Yeah.
Well, it goes back to where did he fall on their initial list of guys that they wanted to go get in the transfer portal?
He was relatively low.
There you go.
Plus side started 27 games, right? I think he started 27 games at Iowa in the Big Ten.
You're right.
That's good. You also leave open the possibility that players get better. They evolve. they evolve in the right direction. We'll see on that. Worcester, I don't know. Maybe they felt like they needed to get Worcester to.
I'll be honest. I understand the evolution can happen and players can evolve, but don't forget how we felt about it at the time when we saw a point guard come in with 27 starts, as you mentioned, but average 2 assists per game.
Yeah,
there's that part as well, and it's not necessarily that he was scoring the ball a whole lot, averaged just over 6 points per game.
Yeah. I don't know what was being
asked.
That's
what I would say. That's what I would say. That's why maybe there's reservations there. And I look at a guy like Raleigh Worster, and I see, all right, guy 9.9 per game, 5 rebounds per game out of the point guard spot. We know how important guard rebounding can be, especially in late games of the season, NCAA tournament games. Guard play is so crucial. And then also, 5.5 assists.
Yeah.
I understand you're just playing off the averages, but I also love the 76 games started in his career.
I do too. Yeah. In good programs. Oh yeah, he looks good. He's interesting. He's an interesting player for sure. I think he'll really look good at PBA. He'll look good in Fred's offense. He moves without the ball. And he's smart with the ball. He's crafty. He's crafty around the rim. He's crafty.
But he had a reverse layup or something. Yeah, he did. All freaked out.
Yeah, a little inbound. He inbounded the ball. Inbounded the ball to the corner, jumped in, to the court of play. Ball goes back to him. He flips it over his shoulder. Looked very crafty.
That was pretty deep in the highlight. So went
one globetrotter move, and you think that's the answer?
No. If you watch him, he is. He's interesting with the ball. I like guys like that that you can't even tell if he's right-handed or left-handed. He goes left really well. But for all I know, he's left-handed. But he goes right really well. No, he shoots with his right hand, so he must be right-handed. A lot of guys go left well, but God dang, I watch those games, and sometimes I'm amazed how it's so predictable which way the guy's going. A right-hander just won't go left sometimes or doesn't do it very well. He does. He's stocky. He's a big dude. He's like Swim. I mean, he's stocky.
Okay.
He's not a small angular guard.
Saying Swim is stout.
Stout.
Very stout.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the picture's very interesting. I think people are going to really like
him. I do too. I do too. I think when you just read through some of his accolades, like from junior year, right? Mm-hmm. He started all 30 games as a junior
at Utah.
Was second in the Pac-12 in assist to turnover ratio.
Right.
And ranked in the top 30 in all of college basketball in assist to turnover ratio. He averaged for the second straight season over 5 assists per game from the point guard spot, while also being able to score a little bit with 8.5 points per game.
Pretty good score. You know what's interesting on his highlights, Bill and Swim? They show the low light. They show him not shooting off the dribble well. They show his deficiency, and he'll airball up. There's a couple air balls off the dribble. It's like, not good. He shoots. He's a good catch and shoot guy, but off the dribble, he doesn't shoot that well. So they show that too, which you don't always see that on highlights. You know, I was watching the highlights. I'm like, wait a second, he just airballed that. Why'd they show that? Ooh, he just missed that 6-footer. Why? Well, then they strip it across the top. This is his deficiency. Doesn't shoot it off the dribble very well.
I like that. Well, in quality recruiting, you look at everything.
Right.
That's why you watch game film.
Yeah.
And when it gets down
not
to it,
like, huddle.
Not just huddle. No, just let's watch some game film. Let's watch the entire game.
Just watch huddle.
Let's watch him play Arizona. Let's just watch him play the whole game, see what we think. Let's watch him play this. You want to watch full games to be able to have.
Interesting.
Because you'd be shocked at how well you can make someone look if you don't show any deficiencies. If you just, okay, if they play enough, it's like, hey, I can find enough stuff here.
Right.
That's always.
Like, I always wonder that
if somebody has a very kind of a short highlight film, it's like wow, delve deep into this one because if you can't find many, if you only have a few highlights of like really good, it's like hang on a second.
Yeah, and sometimes the highlights they'll show highlights. You're like, why is that a highlight? Yeah. That's not a highlight. It's just a play.
I always enjoyed the one from the defensive end or something like that where they make a sack, but no one blocked him. They didn't block him. They've got just turned him loose off the unblocked off the edge. Like that doesn't do anything for me. It does that. So basically, like 5,000 guys could have made that play, and you see a couple unblocks.
Well, they show Raleigh. They show Raleigh's deficiencies. And Swim, they got five scholarships still open.
Well, and that's the part that's, I mean, that's next is where do they go next? I think you keep an eye on Gavin Griffiths as well.
Oh, yes.
From Rutgers.
Remember him? Goggles?
Goggles, former five-star recruit in the class of 2023, it would have been.
Yes, he was
the number one player out of the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Goes and initially goes to Steve Peichel and Rutgers. Plays in all 32 games for the Scarlet Knights. Started three of them. Averaged a little over 17 minutes per game.
Didn't shoot it particularly well.
No. I believe it's averaged just under 6 points per game in 18 minutes of action.
Late in the season got hot. He's a shooter. He's a big-time shooter.
Yeah.
Goggles Paisano.
Ranked 20th, the number 20 recruit in the country, according to a couple of recruiting sites, marking him the highest-ranked player landed in the Steve Peichel era.
And I think he was here this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember him, Bill?
What are his options? We didn't any idea whether trips he has made, any other options, no one we're up against.
He chose Rutgers over UConn, which is interesting.
I'm going to kind of think back on that one. That's one of those, really?
Gavin Griffiths, he came into PBA late in the season. He hit a couple threes against Nebraska.
So Griffiths has 3 years of eligibility remaining. He's heard from received interest. Nebraska's been NewJersey.com, real official title here.
That's their big...
I know it is, but it's NJ.com.
Yeah, that's their big one.
Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, Nebraska, Illinois, Providence, Boston College, Creighton, Santa Clara, Xavier, and Vanderbilt.
Good,
the ones that he's heard from and received interest from since he entered the transfer portal a couple of days ago.
Interesting on that is when it always comes down in recruiting, it's the heard from. That doesn't mean anything. It's like, okay, who has a committable offer?
Yeah.
And so that's always the thing you look at. It's okay, what's a committable offer?
He has one from Nebraska. Okay. I know that. Yeah.
If he's on a trip, I would sure think so. That wouldn't want to bring anybody in on a trip. No. There would be nothing worse.
So then,
bringing someone on a trip that doesn't have a committable offer. And they go to commit, and you're like, not so fast.
So that's where we'd want to know is where's he visited.
Yeah. Where he visited would be the thing that would stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's just not as accessible, I think, to find out. You hear all about the interest.
We've had this conversation.
These are all the teams that I've heard from.
I agree.
Right? And you have national guys being like, this is who he's heard from within less than 24 hours of entering the portal. Well, once again, to Bill's point, where's he going? Where's he actually looking at?
We had this conversation with Bill. Most of the transfer portal guys are more discreet.
They are more discreet. There's no one really covering them with that kind of follow through with where they're going, because
not as many.
The high school coaches are removed, and then there's no comment on those that are leaving. You don't see like Fred talking about those who departed, where they're going on their trips.
Nope.
I mean, that's just not part of it.
Also, let's be real. When you're talking about college basketball, you're talking about hundreds, and I mean even college football, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds.
Let's be real. The rest of the show, we're going to be real.
We're real.
We're going to keep it real.
You have hundreds. Now, granted.
That's what we got to call the show.
Now, granted.
Keeping it real. We're changing it.
All right, go ahead.
No. You know what? Nope. We're going to be petty today.
We're just keeping it real.
Just keep it real. No. But to my point, though, is like to Bill's credit, he was mentioning how there's not many people covering it from start to finish with Transfer Portal. Mm-mm. And then you put the volume of players that are entering the portal. And that, I mean, there's a lot to
hard
keep
to cover
track
it all.
Of.
Yeah.
There's a really lot to keep to track of.
Hard to know where everybody's going. And not every school has large immediate cores.
There's no date to it like it is with a signing date. Like you said, the player from that was just announced at Nebraska, that's just, there's no date. When are they going to announce everybody? No, it's just whenever. Just whenever you want to do it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we'll see where Nebraska goes from here. But Nebraska, two guys have now been added to the roster. One of them officially announced by the Nebraska Athletic Department, and that is Andrew Morgan. The other is Raleigh Worster, the guard from Utah, who committed to the Huskers yesterday. And we'll see where Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg go next with that one.
Just crazy how the team pictures will look different from year to year.
God,
yes.
Five. Bill.
Just take the team picture from last year and the team picture for next year. It's going to be like, whoa, whoa, that's, was it nine? Is it nine total? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Something like
between,
that.
Between portal and
just departure.
Departures. Yeah.
Hey, five scholarships still open.
Still open. That's a lot.
Five. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of activity ahead. Rink Mast still hasn't decided.
That's a good point.
He hasn't decided.
People forget about that part.
How could they forget about Rink? He was the second best player on the team. Yeah. Or was he the best
second
player?
Team all league?
Is he the best player on the team?
He was second team all league.
Who are you saying, Swim?
I'm not sure who I would. I think it goes game to game. Unfortunately, I felt like Rink at times maybe disappeared a little bit.
He did.
When Nebraska maybe needed him a little bit more.
He did, but at times.
That's why I'm so intrigued with Andrew Morgan. I'll be honest, because Andrew Morgan, he can shoot the three ball not as well as Rink. He can't stretch the floor as well as Rink Mast. No, but his interior presence, it reminds you a little bit of a Josiah Alec, I suppose, just in terms of motor.
He only averaged five rebounds a game.
He did.
Summit League.
However, now don't discredit the Summit League.
It's not the Big Ten.
You cannot discredit the Summit League. A lot of really good underrated players go into the Summit League.
100, but it's not the Big Ten.
You're right. But I would say that unfortunately, I think at times, and maybe because of matchup, like I think about the couple games against Indiana, Rink Mast struggled against the Hoosiers, but you were also facing Khalil Ware down there.
Athletic bigs. Rink struggles against athletic bigs.
Yeah. Which there are a lot of those in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Think about the conference you're playing.
Not many people don't struggle against athletic bigs.
So they just struggle more than others. I mean, Rink's not a jumper. You know? He's not.
I think it is important, though, to have the high motor guy down low. And that's, I think, what Andrew Morgan will bring to you a little bit.
I think so.
We get a thought on the text line. Any word on Fiddler? And this comes from GP in Gretna. He postponed his announcement yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Following a visit to Michigan State over the weekend.
Oh.
I think the schools in play there are certainly Nebraska. I think
Creighton.
I suppose so.
It is.
I think Wisconsin is the team to beat in that conversation, and then potentially Michigan State, because now, once again, to the point we were just mentioning a couple minutes ago, took a visit to the Spartans over the weekend.
That's real.
So there you go.
The Fiddler.
What a name. The Fiddler. We talked about that.
Frankie.
The Fiddler. When he came on his trip, he stayed at the Kindler.
I don't know if he did or not.
I think he did. I think he did.
He should have.
Who's checking in? Fiddler.
Fiddler's interesting, too. Again, crafty with the ball.
See, the behind-the-back passes or the over-the-shoulder pass is what locked you. Just whip it.
There you go. Got it all. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of transfer portal, the 15-day portal window opened up yesterday
in college football.
We saw a couple of guys enter the portal, a couple running backs, a couple other defenders and stuff enter the portal. With it being an April 30th spring game for Nebraska, is that beneficial? April 27th.
Yeah.
For Nebraska. Is it beneficial that there's only 3 days remaining after the spring game for the portal to be open? Or does it actually hurt Nebraska potentially? Let's talk about that when we return.
Nice little segue. Nice segue.
Radio man. We will talk about
people
that.
People are on the edge of their seats.
And more when we return on Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. As you can hear, Steve Sipple and Bill Bush are alongside me. First hour sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We'll be right back on 93.7 The Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.